So there was a meeting last week where I believe a vote was held, and Camborne at some point, I don't know when, we'll find out in a second from Joe, is going to be changed from a Camborne Parish Council. It's going to be changed from Camborne Parish Council to Camborne Town Council. And this is to reflect the increase in housing that's about to be built. There's another phase of Camborne about to start being built. And it's going to get bigger, basically. Yeah. So as it gets bigger, it needs to be classified as a town. Hopefully, Councillor Joe O'Dwyer is on the line for us this morning. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Tim.
How are you?
Not bad. Not bad yourself.
Good. Yes, I'm all right. Is it sunny in Camborne this morning?
It's always sunny.
Always sunny in Camborne, yeah. So, someone who lives there. Camborne always looks much, much more beautiful in the sun, I think.
I think most places probably do.
That's very true. Right, so are we right then about this story? So you held a vote at a meeting last week and Camborne's...
Let me bring you through it, Tim. Last Tuesday, parish council meeting, we decided after having discussions on and off over a number of years... that Campbell may be better served being reclassified as a town. Once we'd notified the district council the next day, we are then officially a town council.
Oh, so it's happened already?
It has indeed.
As quick as that?
Wow.
Yep, we notified the district and they in turn will notify the ordnance survey people, and a few other bodies. But that, in terms of our movement from a village to a town, parish to a town, that's all we took, our vote and informing them.
Okay. So the reasons for you deciding this is
number
that...
Number of reasons, Tim, but what was the catalyst for this latest debate? It was last September. The Library of the House of Commons produced a briefing paper so that there could be somewhat objective classification and comparison between communities of different sizes. And in that briefing paper, it suggested that a small town would be anything with a population between 7,500 and just under 25,000. Camborne currently has just under 12,000, and when the new village of West Camborne is built, it will be nearer 19,000, 20,000.
Okay.
So we already fall within the classification of a small town. And as a council, we viewed there may be economic benefits to us being rightly known as a town, and external agencies would have that were perhaps aware of Camborne and would may have a more positive perception of Camborne. And we may invest and bring jobs and additional shops along the high street into Camborne.
Okay. So for being classified as a town makes Camborne more of an attractive proposition for these people, does it?
We would hope so. I mean, I think a large number of the more national companies would be disinclined to develop premises in a village, whereas a town may be more attractive. Obviously, it's hypothetical. We don't know. What we do know is we've been a village for the last, well, in fact, it's 20 years. Campbell's anniversary, 20 years this year, so it's quite timely, and that we've evolved into a town. But we do know how High Street, we've had difficulty attracting businesses to it. It's largely empty, undeveloped, and there's been a number of proposals that haven't come to fruition. So I'm hoping this may be the... this may assist shops and the High Street, so we have a thriving High Street.
OK, well, that's good to hear, because I've been seeing, you know, people been talking about this on social media, and some people have been commenting saying, you know, how can Camborne be classified as a town when it doesn't have a High Street at the moment? But it's good to know that now it is, then that increases the chances of that being a case in the future.
We certainly hope so, and we look forward to what the future brings in terms of additional businesses and jobs. And as you're probably aware, there's a business park adjacent to Camborne, and that has lots of undeveloped land on it. Because of the financial landscape over the last 10 years, business models changing, it hasn't been developed as it might have been. So there's been a lack of jobs available to people in Camborne. So if it helps market that, again, another plus and a bonus in terms of additional jobs for residents of Camborne.
Yeah. There is some building going on in Camborne at the moment. As you go in off the A428, there's a new hotel complex being built, isn't there?
Yeah. May well be up and running before the end of the year. That will be joined by a new pub restaurant in the adjacent piece of land just before the pond there. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, businesses coming to Camborne, jobs, hopefully, there will be jobs, but hopefully local people will take up them jobs. Just to say, one of the knock-on benefits of that is environmental. If people have to travel out of Camborne, and it's largely by car because, as you're probably aware, the transport system isn't great. it takes over between 45 minutes and an hour to get from Camborne to Cambridge, and that's only 9 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were talking about a sort of snail pace almost. So if there's more business very locally, people wouldn't need to use their cars, and obviously carbon emissions would be saved, and we'd all benefit from that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about public transport, actually, because there's a few different schemes that are being discussed at the moment. one of those is the East-West rail service, and I know there's been several planned different routes for that, some of which would serve Camborne and some wouldn't. Obviously, I guess you're in favour of a railway line that would come to Camborne and a train station in Camborne.
Indeed. We've been lobbying for at least 3 or 4 years that it should be high on our local representatives, the MP, etc., agenda to try and get the route come along the sort of adjacent to the A428. So at the moment there are 5 proposed routes, 3 of which go more south down Biggleswade along that route, and 2 that come up and come to Camborne. And obviously, one of the 2 that come to Camborne we'd be in favour of, either of, that probably got a station at Camborne.
Yeah.
And obviously, that would mean, ideal journey times between Camborne and Cambridge and St Neots the other way.
Yeah, of course. There's also the guided busway. There's plans to develop and extend that out towards Camborne as well.
There's a number of plans, and we need to make sure these people are talking to each other. And they're not saying, you've got a bus coming, so you don't need a railway. And the other people are saying, well, you've got a railway coming, so you don't need a bus.
Yeah.
I think there is sometimes issues with where there are different companies and perhaps some of those different personalities involved in the project, and I think they get a bit clouded in their thinking.
Mm.
Instead of working together perhaps and providing the best for everyone, they sometimes just see that the project that they're involved in as the priority and tend to sort of marginalise what else is going on.
So are you kind of implying there that you think maybe one of those would be better than both?
I'm not sure whether one might make the other redundant. Mm. I'm not sure. There is a fast bus service that's been mooted between Camborne and Cambridge. But the part from Manly Mulch roundabout up to Camborne is the second phase.
Yep.
That's quite some years off. For me personally, I'd rather have a ticket on the railway.
Mm.
And, I'm going to get there quickly and speedily, but it needs to be affordable. That's the other thing. We've got a bus service there that runs to Cambridge, takes between 45 minutes an hour, and it's quite expensive. It's not cheap. If you want to get people to get out of their cars on the public transport, it has to be affordable.
Yeah, definitely. And one more thing on public transport, the A428, there's I think the plans have been approved and the start date possibly for the dualling between the Caxton Gibbet roundabout up to the Black Cat roundabout. That's good for people from Camborne that are travelling in that direction and people coming to Camborne as well.
All positive news, yeah.
Yeah. And also your thoughts on the other end of the A428. I've as a Camborne resident, this concerns me slightly. I've heard that they're changing the layout of the road where it meets the A14, and it's going down to single carriageway. Is that right?
That's our understanding. One of our local district councillors has been lobbying for some time to try and get that section dualled, but they seem to have met an impasse, and it appears that is the thinking of Highways England, that it will remain a single carriageway, which,
we'll see how that works.
I'm not a road engineer, but clearly if you've got a number of lanes running down to a single lane, you're going to create a bottleneck.
Yeah, you would think so, yeah.
You'd think, just sort of, it's not even joined up thinking, is it? I mean, why spend all that money improving roads, east of it, and then creating an obstacle that's going to clearly prevent it all working effectively and efficiently.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we may see maybe something that they may realise further down the line, but hopefully it's not too late for them to do something about it.
Well, I do wonder sometimes, though, when people make errors, whether they feel, if they recognise that and actually change it, then they're admitted to some sort of failure. Mm. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning and getting an insight into some of the things that are affecting Camborne. And, yeah, congratulations on becoming a town. I now live in a town. It's great.
We have a fete later in the year and we'll no doubt have a celebration there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thank you very much,
Joe.
Cheers. Bye.